This is Steve Oberhauser, and I'm here at Stoneman Studios in Redwood City, California, for another episode of the NVIDIA Podcast. Today I'm joined by Justin Walker, GeForce Product Manager. Justin, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Steve.
So, you know, it's been a few months since we last spoke on the NVIDIA Podcast. Tell me, what's the big news today?
So today we're announcing the GeForce 9600 GT. It's the first in our next generation of GeForce 9 series graphics processors.
Excellent. You know, I know a lot of people out there are really excited about the next generation products. So if memory serves me right, NVIDIA usually kicks off a new generation of GPUs with their flagship, most high-end product. This time it seems like you guys did something a little bit different. You're kicking things off with a GPU that retails for about $199. Tell us why the change.
Well, this is really a response to the needs of the gamers. You know, out in the market today, you've got a lot of great games, you've got a lot of fun titles. Gamers are loving it, but the problem is a lot of them are having trouble finding a graphics card that can play back the latest applications at the settings that they really want to play at a price that they like. And that's really what the 9600 GT is all about, and it seemed like a fitting way to kick off the 9 series.
Yeah, bang for the buck, right?
That's it.
Absolutely. I can definitely relate. You know, I'm a PC gamer too. I love to play real-time strategy games like Company of Heroes and Age of Empires. Tell everybody out there, are you a PC gamer? And if so, what do you plan?
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of the good parts about being a product manager in NVIDIA is you get to test the hardware. I've been going through World in Conflict, great game when you want to blow off a little stress and blow things up. Started on Call of Duty 4, which is another fun one. There's a lot of good ones out there, so all I need to do is find the time to play them.
Yeah, absolutely. You and me both. So going back to the 9600 GT and gaming, so what about gaming performance and what can people expect with this product?
Well, you know, with the 9600 GT, you're literally going to see double the graphics performance that you've seen in previous generations. So, you know, our previous generation card in this segment was the 8600. And the 9600 GT is going to have double the graphics horsepower of that, and you're going to see double the performance.
So if you had to boil down kind of the differences between the GeForce 8 series and the GeForce 9 series GPU, specifically the 9600 GT, what would those kind of three things be?
So, you know, the 9 series, what we've done is we've taken the NVIDIA Unified Architecture, we've put it into the 65-nanometer process technology, and we've just added a whole bunch more horsepower. So what you're really going to be seeing is better performance per watt, better performance for the price, and in general, just a significant performance boost across all applications.
You know, I got to ask one question. What is the deal with DirectX 10.1? I've heard some things about that online, and you know, tell us, why doesn't this GPU support it?
Well, the 9600 GT supports DirectX 10. DirectX 10.1 is a minor incremental update to DirectX 10. It makes a few features that were optional in DirectX 10. It takes those features and makes them required. We already support most of those features. And you know, in reality, there's no need to do a whole new generation of hardware to support such a minor incremental update. And all these DirectX 10 features are already supported in the GeForce 8 series and will continue to be supported in the 9600 GT.
So really, it sounds like what people need to focus on is just DirectX 10 in general, right?
Yeah, it's all about DirectX 10 gaming performance, and you know, the 9600 GT will be great in DirectX 10, it'll be great in DirectX 9. You know, it's going to be a great performing product for the money.
Excellent. You know, speaking of gaming performance, I love SLI technology. Can this product work with SLI technology?
Yeah, the 9600 GT supports SLI, and you know, a lot of people are used to thinking of SLI as a real enthusiast class. You know, an enthusiast class solution, something that you want to use to get the best of the best. You know, while it is that, it also can be used in a card like this, in a graphics card like this, that is a good performance for the price. And what you can do with it is make a system, it's an enthusiast class system, at a reasonable price. And in fact, you can take two of these 9600 GTs, put them together in SLI, and you're going to get faster than 8800 GTX. Now that's something powerful, and that's something that's going to provide you with a really economic yet great performing gaming system.
So out of the door, you know, two cards, the 9600 GT, you're looking at under $400, right? I mean, that's an excellent solution.
That's right. It's going to be an economical way to build an enthusiast class gaming system.
So what other kind of advantages does SLI have over some of maybe the other multi GPU solutions you see out there?
Well, you know, a good multi-GPU solution, it's all about the support of the drivers, and it's all about the support of the ecosystem out there. So what SLI really offers is, first of all, it's going to be a great user experience out of the box because it's finely tuned drivers. Second of all, we do a lot of work with the other players in the PC world. So, you know, we'll go and certify power supplies, we'll certify memory, motherboards, things like that. So you get your system, you build it with SLI certified components, you use our drivers, and, you know, it just plain works. And that's what people really want in a multi-GPU system. You know, you want the drivers to be out when the games launch, that scales well. You don't want to be buying, you know, your latest game, put it in your system, and suddenly your multi-GPU system, you don't get the performance that you're expecting, and you got to wait 3 months for the performance update. You know what I mean? I mean, you get the game, you want to play it now, and that's what you get with SLI.
Exactly. You know, a lot of people out there like to say that the developers have a lot of influence over performance as well, and I know that NVIDIA has the way it's meant to be played program. I've seen the logo flash in some of the games that I buy right at the beginning. You know, tell me a little bit more about the way it's meant to be played, what it means, and you know, how does it work?
So the way it's meant to be played is a program that we have with application developers. And really what you need to know about is when you see that symbol for the way it's meant to be played, you know that that game is going to play great on GeForce hardware. And what that means really is that we've worked with the developer, and we work with a lot of the major developers and a lot of the major titles like Crysis, World in Conflict, BioShock, you know, you name them, we're working with the major players. And we're working to optimize their software with our hardware. We've got a whole suite of tests that we'll run through, and we'll help them identify bottlenecks in their code. We'll actually have engineers on site at a lot of these developers, helping them program, helping them put the latest graphics features into their applications and take advantage of the latest features in our hardware. So when all is said and done, you get a great experience on any game that we've been working with. You know, you see that the way it's meant to be played logo, and you know you're going to get a great experience on a GeForce graphics card.
So where can I learn more about the way it's meant to be played games? I know NVIDIA has a few websites out there. What's the right one for that program?
So the best place to get information on new games is NZone. It's one of the NVIDIA websites. It's going to tell you more about the way it's meant to be played, and it'll tell you a lot about some of the great titles.
Excellent. Now, you know, a lot of people out there don't play PC games. You know, my dad, for instance, he uses his PC to watch movies, and specifically high-definition movies. What could a video enthusiast like my dad expect from this product? And this is something that he should be looking at for a new upgrade for his computer.
So the 9600 GT features our Pure Video HD technology. And what that means is that you're going to get the best video playback experience possible on a PC. So the Pure Video HD is going to offload 100% of the H.264 video decoding. And what that's going to do is it's going to play back the movie for you. We're going to be playing it back on the GPU, so you don't need a high-end CPU to play back the latest titles. In addition, we're introducing a few new features for Pure Video HD with the 9600 GT. We're introducing dual stream decode acceleration, so you'll be able to watch your picture-in-picture again without needing a high-powered CPU. We're going to be introducing dynamic contrast enhancement and blue-green and skin tone enhancements, which really is just going to improve the image quality of the video. So, you know, high-definition video, it's all about the best picture. Otherwise, why would you do high-definition? So the 9600 GT and Pure Video HD, we're going to be improving that even more.
Absolutely. You know, I'm really excited about this product. I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there are going to be really excited. You know, tell us, when is it available? Is it available now? And where can I get it?
So the 9600 GT is going to be available today. You can get it at major online sites, at major e-tailers. You can find it at retailers. You can find it at system builders. And if you want more information about where to find it, you can go to NVIDIA.com.
Excellent. Well, Justin Walker, GeForce Product Manager, it's been a pleasure to have you on the podcast again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve.
NVIDIA.